We are learning Masechtas Ksubis Daf Chof Amud Beis, and we are beginning around 8 lines from the top, Tanan Hosom. We're going to bring down a Mishnah in Ohlois, and somehow it will be connected to the idea of Edus that we just talked about. Tanan Hosom, into the Mishnah in Ohlois. Hataluliyos, these are little mounds of dirt. Hakroivos, Bein Le'ir, or Bein Le'derech. They are Karev, side to the city, side to the Derech. We'll see what that means, Ir and Derech. So loch is, are you choshesh that there is tuma in these mounds? There's mounds of dirt. Maybe someone buried a mace in these mounds of dirt. So the ones that are kroivos, so say if it's carved to the ear, it's close to the city, say if it's close to the road, echad chadosh is vechishonis, say if it's a new pile of dirt or old pile of dirt, the loch is tmeyas. And we'll see why. The kroivim are tmeyas, because we assume they buried dead people there. Or nephalim, or someone has a miscarriage, or a piece of a bone. Harachaykos, the ones, the mounds of earth that are far away, so it depends. Chadosh is, if it's a new mound, Tahiris, it's Tahir, because you would have heard about it if someone buried someone there. Yeshanos, but if this mound is here for a long time, then the loch is, it's Tmeos. Then it's Tomei. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, the Ramban speaks out, that it's Tmeos, when it's Yeshanos, which means, like anything that's Yishanos will be Tomei now, everything in the world. So it's only if it's closer than the basic Kvaros to the city. So then, if it's you don't remember, and it's so old, then maybe it's someone buried a mace there, it's Tomei. So we're still going to explain. Ezu Kroiva, what's called a mound of earth that's close? Chamish Vam, 50 Amos away. The Ezu Yishana, what's called old that you don't remember anymore? Shishim Shana, Devarameya, 60 years. If the thing is 60 years old, so then even if it's Rachayk, you're worried maybe someone buried a mace there and we forgot about it. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer changes what Karev and Yeshana means, right? He argues on Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Kareva is Shein Kareva Emena. Doesn't mean within 50 Amos. It means anything the closest pile to the city. Yeshana means Shein Adam Zechra. Anything a person doesn't remember, that's called old. I'm not sure if that's longer than 60 years or less than 60 years, and maybe it's either one, just sometimes longer than 60 years and sometimes shorter. I'm not sure what the shear of Ein Adam Zayich. What? There's no other mound of earth closer than this.
So it could be 100
Amos. Right, the one the closest, right, exactly, yeah. Whatever the closest one. And again, it's for 40 base kvaros. So I want to explain. My ear or my derech? What are we talking about? What's a city, what's a derech? Elim ear, mamish. And derech miderech mamish. Anytime someone is carved to a city and carved to a derech, misfeka mimach ziyatoma. Are we just misupik because of suffik? We mimachzik toma. V'omra shlokish ilam matzu v'tira etzrol, that they found an excuse and then retired to Yisrael. Which means like this, that really the whole kasha is very shver. I'm saying the whole thing is very shver. Why would you be metama something? We know suffik toma b'shusharavim is always tar. So the Meiri answers to that, that here sits with choshes you buried in mace. So it's not a really, it's not a classic suffik tuma shirabim because here there's taka areisa, but Rish Lakish says, but it's not true. We know that Eretz Yisrael, that if they had any excuse, they said that Eretz Yisrael is tar. That means if they can be tied into anything, like Tosfos brings that ilam matzu means pirsh bechanan al baram Tosfos tsela, but tolu atoma ba'isu tsela ashar taru. They found that was a piece of a rib and said, oh, that's the tuma, nothing else is tummy. They always look for excuse to make something tahar. So now you can tell me every mound is tameh, every mound that's near a city or near a derech is tameh. That's not what it means. So Amram Zaira, ir means ira smukh al basic varis. The city that's close to the basic varis, the derech basic varis, and the road to the basic varis, mounds of dirt around those places, that is where you have a chashash tumah. And the Gemara explains, Bishlam Derech basic varis, we understand the mounds of dirt that are carved to that derech is tummy. Why? Zimun v'sram bin hashmashes. Sometimes a nafel is Ish gives birth to a nafel bin hashmashes, and she's going to bury it, and it's almost Shabbos. You got to bury it on the spot. Umikru kavru b'tel, and what happens is they bury the nafel in a tail in a mound of earth. Eli ira smuchel basic varis. If it's sitting next to the forest, why in the world would you bury something in a mound of dirt? Cool the basic forest, Azi. You should bring it to the basic forest. Because sometimes Noshim are kaiver there, they're Nefil, and the Muki Yishchin, they're Zrei Yisayim. That means before, I touched next to the Derech, I said, Nefil there, so it can be happen to anyone. You're on the, by any Levaya, you're on a Derech on the way to the Bein HaSikfaros, and it turns Bein HaShvash, it turns Shabbos, they can bury a mace there. He was saying that around the cities, a Noshim will be kaiver the Nefil there, and Muki Yishchin is Zrei Yisayim. What's the pshat? Because they don't want to go to themselves to the basic kvaros, but they're not going to go 150 amos either. Ad chamishim amos oz the ilichudei, till 50 amos they go to themselves to bury their nafel or their bones. Tvei davar nishvahadei basic kvaros azda. More than that, they go to the basic kvaros with someone else. And the what? Because I guess it's not a rush to bury a nafel and Israel saying. That's why I said I misspoke before. When you have a mace on the way to Levaya, so you have a mace. Mace, you have to bury within that day. So they were on the way to the basic forest, and the only way to the basic forest, and it turned Shabbos, they have to bury the mace. A Nefil, if it's Erez Ben Shmashis, you wait till Sunday to bury the mace. That's why. What's the problem? If you're burying a bone, you wait till Sunday to bury the bone. It's not...
Why can it be a mace that's
not because
it was Ben Shmashis?
Well, it's Ben They bring a. What do you mean? They bring a mace to the basic forest.
It's too late. They didn't have time to get there.
So why are they doing it inside of the city? They didn't leave yet. So they'll do it someday. You ever saw Levaya these days? So this is the case. They're on the way to the basic forest on the BQE, and it's Shabbos. So they don't want to wait. They're not going back home now. They can't go back home. They have to do something. They bury the mace. If the picture of the case, even these days, let's say these days, Chas v'Shalom, someone's on a thing and they get stuck on the BQE. So, they get a guy to bury. Let's even have a guy. They bury right there. You can't go back home. You can't go there. But you're sitting in the city and you have time to plan, you'll make the Leviathan on Sunday. So what's going on? Why would anyone bury someone on a mound of earth 50 yards from the city? It makes no sense. So he says, the pshat is like this. The Isha had a Nefil. The Isha is not calling the Chevra Kadisha to make a whole Leviathan for the Nefil. Or the guy lost the arm, he's not going to make a Leviathan for that. So you got to bury it in the easiest place possible. So he says, 50 yards away I'll walk, and therefore I'll bury a deer. But, so the question really is like this. This is who has his ass. That, what does it do then, an ear that's next to the basic forest? If we're saying the whole pshat is that, we're saying derech is because maybe Ben Hashemashas. An ear, anything with 50 elements of an ear, is you buried there. So, Marcel, what type of ear? Not any city. A city that's next to the basic forest. Why, if it's sitting next to the basic forest, is a bigger chash about the mounds? That's what the asks. And he answers that since anyway there's a lot of tumma around the city because near basic forest, therefore they don't mind burying people on mounds of earth around the ear. In a regular city that's clean from any tumma, they don't do that. But here, since anyway it's this near basic forest, anyway tumma around there, therefore the people don't mind burying mesim around here. Agaponim, it says over here, Hilchot tumma eretz Yisrael, you know, tumma eretz Yisrael not machzik because they go to the basic forest, But a basic forest, a city that's near a basic forest, within 50 amas, they will bury the mason. So let's just recap the halacha of this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this: if you have Tolulois HaKroivois, which means with 50 amas, more on the Yom, on the Yom means the closest pile. So then, Bein LeDerech, Bein LeIr, say old piles, a new pile is Tameh. We have to worry it's Tameh. If it's Rachoik, so it depends. If it's chadashos, if it's a new pile, it's tahor, because I would have known if someone buried a mace there. If it's an old pile, which means 60 years old, then we might have forgot, and it might be tameh. That's what the Mishnah says in all this. So Amram Chista, Shmami Nomi Arameyer, Haisa Adusa, Ad Shitin Shnim, Midker. That you see from here that you remember things for 60 years. Tveile Midker, because you see here by the Tuma, it's called Yishana by 60 years, so you remember something for 60 years. More than that, you don't remember. The Gemara says, no, mistake. V'lohi. Ha'osam hu, d'loi ram yala. There is because you have no reason to remember about it. Av'l ha'ocha kimun d'ram yaleha, afilu tu v'nami. But here, by eight, it's like this. By the case of the mace, the reason why you don't remember more than 60 years is because why should you concentrate to remember? It's not one of the things you're busy with. So up to 60 years, you remember. But when it comes to Eidus, since the Rami Aleha, I feel tu v'nami. Now, what does it mean, Rami Aleha? Zog Rashi, Avahacha sha'asu eid b'dava. It's mashma that because he was made an aid, that's why he remembers. I feel tu v'nami, this is something else to do, so he mastered. But the Rosh speaks out that even in a case where he was not made an aid, That alone, Eidus is something a person concentrates more on, and therefore, he's Neman even after 60 years. That's how the Rosh learns. The Rosh learns like this. V'odom ha-zoyche Eidusa yochalo ha-ilay la-oilam. Anytime he concentrates and he remembers, he can be made. He don't need our soul aid. So that's what comes out. It's not a raya from the sugya of Tumah.